This is Monday Motivation, episode number 286.
The Melissa Ambrosini Show.
Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? If you want to listen to my episodes one day earlier than they are released anywhere else, you have to download the app Himalaya and follow my show. Himalaya is free, super easy to use, and has every podcast you can think of. I love that you can leave comments under each episode and even create episode playlists. Make sure you check it out today. Hello, beautiful friends, and welcome back to the show. And today I want to talk to you about stress and in particular five ways that you can decrease your stress levels. As you know, stress is an epidemic and a silent killer. Just because we can't see it doesn't mean that we don't take it seriously, because it is at the root of all illness and disease. And we need to do something about it. For me personally, I know when I've been stressed because it manifests in eczema on my body. So I know that if I have eczema, it means that I have been way too stressed. So you might get these little warning signs or these little niggles that try and tell you to slow down and to stop. So please don't ignore them. Please don't ignore them. Do something about it. Act accordingly and take action every single day. So I'm going to share with you today five things that I do every day to really help me decrease stress and be in a calm space. So we all need to take these daily actions to decrease our stress. Today, I am going to share my top five with you because I want to make sure that stress isn't my default. I want to make sure that ease and grace is my default, and you too can do that. I grew up watching my parents go at a million miles an hour, and it was all just about go, 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 do, 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 move from the next thing to the other, and just do a million things at once. And my mom was always stressed, but that's not how I want to live my life. I want to move through my life with ease and grace. I want to move through my life like an elegant dance. And these five things that I'm going to share with you really help me do that. They really help me decrease the stress in my life. And I hope that they help you too. So if you can, pull out a pen and paper, or you can type this in the notes section of your phone and write these down. Okay, so the first one, number one, the first way to decrease your stress levels is by removing all the stresses. It makes sense. Hey, it's like so simple that we just remove the stresses. So one stress for you could be your work situation. Maybe it's someone at work that really stresses you out, or maybe it's just the work that you are doing. And if right now you can't remove yourself from that, you can take action to move away from it over time. So you can put action steps in place to change jobs or start your own business. Get those wheels in motion. And if it's someone in particular at work, you can remove yourself from them as much as possible. You could even potentially ask to move desks, to move away from them. You can also do protection meditations. I've got some protection white light meditations on my website where you can protect yourself in a white healing light so that whenever you go into a stressful situation, you can protect yourself so you won't be affected. So another stressor that you can remove yourself from is people. If there is people in your life that cause you stress, you can direct your energy away from that person or that relationship and funnel more of your energy into the people that do inspire you, that light you up, that lift you up. Also, removing yourself from toxic products in your home and beauty products. A lot of the toxic products that we use in our home and in our beauty routine have a lot of highly toxic chemicals that cause stress on your system. So remove those products from your life and get as natural and as clean as you possibly can. You can head to melissaambrosini.com/oils to get the essential oils that I absolutely love and use. I use them in my beauty routine. I use them to create all of my home cleaning products and beautiful things for around my home. So you can head there. I'll link to it in the show notes, but it's melissaambrosini.com/oils. You also get a whole program that teaches you how to live a toxic-free life, and you get business mentoring from me. So if that's something that you're interested in, check that out. Also, the next thing, another stressor is toxic food and water. So remove that from your life. Do not buy fruits and vegetables that have chemicals and pesticides or GMO or anything injected into them, or whether it's animal products, you know, if they have hormones or anything like that, antibiotics, remove yourself from those toxic things that are not going to be beneficial for you. And same with water. We want you to be drinking clean, filtered water and not water with fluoride and chlorine and other heavy metals. That's only going to put stress on your system. Another stressor is different situations and environments. If you know that a certain situation and environment stresses you out, remove yourself from that. Same with the TV, news, the media, social media. If you know like a particular TV show or a movie or the news or a particular social media platform or person or company causes stress, just remove them from your life. And same with money. You know, if money is a big stress for you, do whatever you can to support yourself enough so that it is not a stress for you. I help people create financial freedom and create a second income if that's something they want. So head to melissaambrosini.com/oils and you can check that out too if that's something that you want to look into. So that is number one, remove all the stresses from your life. Number two, the second way that you can decrease stress in your life is by meditating twice a day. This is like an insurance policy. Every single person can benefit from meditating. It is so powerful. There are guided meditations on my website. There's some free on Insight Timer. There's so many incredible apps out there, One Giant Mind. There are so many resources. You can get heaps of free meditations on YouTube. Go and grab yourself some guided meditations, some breath meditations. I personally do Vedic meditation where I meditate with a mantra twice a day for 20 minutes and I love it. So this is like an insurance policy. Please start meditating. Get it into your life. It is so powerful. My life changed when I started meditating. I used to struggle with stress, overwhelm, anxiety, depression, panic attacks. And when I started meditating, honestly, there is no quick fix of silver bullets in life, but meditation comes pretty close. So if you have been thinking about it, I highly recommend adding that to your daily routine to decrease stress in your life. Okay, number three, the third way to decrease stress is by taking sleep seriously. Getting 8 hours of quality deep rest every single night. Getting into bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock every single night and making sure you have really good sleep hygiene. You know, the room is dark, there's no noise, it's cool, it should be about 18 degrees Celsius. You've got an eye mask if you need it, whatever you need. You've got some lavender essential oil diffusing, whatever you need to really help your body slide into a deep, restorative, rejuvenating sleep. Do that every single night. I personally am in bed at 8 o'clock every night. I love it because I'm a morning person. I love getting up in the morning. I love meditating while it's still dark and doing yoga while it's still dark. It's the best. I love it. And we get very overwhelmed, very easily, very stressed out when we haven't slept. We all know that feeling of being overtired. We all know that, and it's not fun. So please take sleep seriously, make it a priority, and don't ever compromise on it, because when we are overtired, that's when stress creeps in. So number four, the fourth way to decrease stress is spend time in nature. Mother Nature is the healer of all healers. And she is calming to our nervous system. So whenever you can, take your shoes off, get your feet on the grass or in the sand, dive in the ocean, spend time in the trees, in the bush, in the rainforest, on the beach. Spend as much time as you possibly can in nature. This will de-excite your nervous system. This will calm you down. This will reduce the cortisol in your body. So bring nature into your life as much as possible. If you live in an area where you can't be outside all the time, bring nature inside with plants, with essential oils, and diffuse them all day long. Bring in plants, as many plants as you can, have them all around your house and your office. Mother Nature is the healer of all healers. She is so powerful. She will de-stress you and calm you down and bring you back into your body. So she is one of my favorite ways to de-stress. And the fifth and final way to decrease stress is through play, laughter, playing with children, being silly. Don't take yourself so seriously. I feel like we get our serious hat on and we take life so seriously. But smiling changes the biochemistry in your body. You will often find me driving around with a huge smile on my face just to change the biochemistry in my body. Because when you smile, you send a signal to your brain that you are safe and all is well in your world, that you don't need to be in fight or flight. So, whilst you're driving around, just smile. Just smile as big as you can. If you're driving right now, smile. Smile from ear to ear. Even if you have to fake it until you make it, just smile. Make laughter a huge part of your day. Laugh as much as you can. You know, watch funny movies or comedy or little YouTube skits. Do whatever you've got to do to make sure you are laughing. Kids are great for this. Laugh, laugh, laugh as much as you can. And be silly. Don't take yourself so seriously. Something I love doing is silly dancing. Silly dancing and silly singing, like purposely singing out of tune to make my stepson, I call him my bonus son, to make him laugh and to make my husband, Nick, laugh. I just do silly singing and silly dancing. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I don't care because it brings joy to them and me. So be silly, play, laugh. Don't take yourself so seriously. These are great ways to decrease stress, reduce the cortisol in your body, and bring you back to calm and grace. Okay? Bring you back to calm and equilibrium. That's where we want to get back to. Our body is always trying to find homeostasis. So we want to de-excite, get out of fight or flight, and come back to balance. So there you have it. They are my five favorite ways to decrease stress. Let's recap. Remove all the stresses from your life. Go through all the different areas of your life, your work, the people, the toxic products in your home and your beauty cupboard, the toxic food, water, situations, environment, money, the TV, news, social media. Go through all the areas of your life and work out how you can remove the stress from those things and replace it with ease and grace. The second way to decrease stress in your life is to meditate. So I want you to start a meditation practice today if you haven't already started one. If you do already have one, you're going to add 1 minute or you're going to add a second meditation. That's your homework. Number three, the third way to decrease stress is to take your sleep seriously. Make it a priority. Become the sleep police and get 8 hours of deep, restful, restorative sleep every single night. Number four, the fourth way to decrease stress is to get in nature. Get Mother Nature into your life as much as you possibly can. She is the healer of all healers, the de-stressor of all de-stressors. She is incredibly powerful and potent. And the fifth and final way to decrease stress is to play, laugh, and be silly. So there you have it. They are the five ways that I de-stress every single day. These five things I do every single day. And you can employ them into your life and watch your stress levels decrease dramatically, that is. Now, I would love to hear from you. Under this episode, come and tell me what is the one way that you de-stress every single day. I would love your tips and tricks. And let's create a big, long list so that we can all come back to it whenever we need some motivation on de-stressing. So we can create this big list that we can all come back to and use as an incredible resource. So please come and share that with me. I would love to hear what you do. I'm always looking for ways that I can de-stress even more. So please come and share that with me. So there you have it, my friends, my five ways to de-stress. I hope this was helpful. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, I know heaps of people, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them or text it to them. Do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word.